Only one and the boo boo didn't really that low no. One and the boo boo didn't really that low no. One and the boo boo didn't really that low no. One and the boo boo didn't really that low. Only one and the boo boo didn't really that low no. One and the boo boo didn't really that low. Only one and the boo boo didn't really that low. Only one and the boo boo didn't really that low. Only one. Only. 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 Only.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm in...
That's Antonia, and she's 11, and she's
I'm not, I'm 12.
Oh, she's 12.
And okay. I'm from Hudson.
She's older than we thought she was.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Ingrid. I'm 13, and I live in Hudson, where my family is.
I'm 13. I'm Moshi, and I'm from Hudson.
And today's a kind of random episode. We're going to talk about characters from our book.
Your favorite.
Almost, yeah. Not really. Well, Ingrid, you're talking about a character from your book.
I mean, I'm not going to talk about my favorite character, but I'm going to talk about one of my favorite characters.
And Antonia's going to talk about a joke book. I'm going to talk about if my life at school was a book, and everybody that's in the book is people that go to our school, like the eighth grade, what it would be like. So, and Emily is going to sit there, and if we have time, she's going to talk too.
Yeah, I'll have to decide between my four books that I brought with me on vacation.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
For Thanksgiving.
Whoa.
We should talk about what we did for Thanksgiving break first.
Well, I read four books. No, I'm just teasing. I didn't read all
that. How was your Thanksgiving? Was the food good?
I don't really like turkey.
I had too much turkey.
I don't really like turkey.
Well, my dad made me fried chicken. And I had fried chicken. And then the day after that, we went to my friend's house. And she made mashed potatoes, and her mom made turkey from Thanksgiving. And then I had turkey with mashed potatoes, and it was good.
The worst thing that could have possibly happened to Thanksgiving dinner happened.
What happened?
Well, I spent Thanksgiving with my husband's mom and stepdad and some of their family down in Atlanta. And my parents were actually up this way because my aunt and uncle live nearby, and they were spending Thanksgiving
with
them.
She saw penguins.
I did see penguins. That was not the worst thing.
She went to the aquarium that Percy Jackson went to.
Yes. I saw whale sharks and penguins.
Those are pretty cool.
And sea dragons.
That was the worst thing.
The worst thing. So my mom makes the best cranberry sauce ever.
I love cranberry sauce. That's my favorite part.
Ever, ever, ever. Like, I could eat tons of it. And she brought it with her to Hudson. She was actually cat-sitting for me while I was gone, which is kind of funny. But she brought me all this cranberry sauce for me to eat. So the whole time I was away, I was dreaming of coming back for cranberry sauce. And while I was on the train back, I got a message from my mom that was like, confession, we changed the Tupperware that the cranberry sauce was in to your Tupperware, but then Dad accidentally brought it with him. So they stole my cranberry sauce. The worst. So I had no cranberry sauce for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
worst Thanksgiving sauce. Disaster.
Yeah.
I'm sure worse things could. Nothing.
Oh.
But they did take care of my cat, so that
well,
was nice.
At least you didn't get murdered or anything, you know? Whatever.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
And I got to see penguins.
I'm pretty sure if she got murdered, she wouldn't be here right now and be all worried and be like, oh my God, where's Emily?
I'm glad you'd worry about me. Thanks.
Or we'd just be like,
let's go get orange food.
I'm not busy on the day of her funeral.
Yeah.
I might have some shopping to do.
Yeah, clear your schedule. That happens. Okay, anyways.
How's your Thanksgiving, Antonia?
Well, my crazy family was up here, and it was pretty funny.
We kind of had a giggle fest before we started the show, so yeah. Excuse her giggling.
We were in the car, and they're from, like, California. And so my grandma was there. And we were driving along, you know, and we stopped at the light by the Brands Farm thrift store. And you know how it says, like, Brands Farm in little letters? And then in huge red letters, like, right in front of you, it says thrift store.
Yeah.
So my mom's like, okay, we're going to go to the, do you want to go to the thrift store while we go to I go to the Price Chopper because it's right next door. And so my grandma was like, oh, it's a thrift store? I thought it was a farm. And she was so confused. And it was really funny. And she didn't know it was a thrift store. Yeah.
That's nice.
You had to be there.
Anyways, well, Antoni has her giggle fest. How was your Thanksgiving, Ingrid?
Mine was fun. I went to Philadelphia to see my aunt and my uncle.
I'm marrying your little cousin, just
and my little cousin, Gavin.
And he's seven.
My grandma. And I turned my little cousin into a fanboy of Percy Jackson. We watched the movie together, and then he made Lego people out of them.
Nice.
I love him so much.
He's reading the Harry Potter series, and he's only seven. I didn't start reading them till last year, and I was surprised. When I was little, I was like, no, I'm not reading them. They are too, like, big and bulky and ugly, and they're for nerds. And I read them last year, so I guess I'm a nerd.
Yay.
I'm not, because I didn't read them. This is my extent of my Harry Potter knowledge. I read the first half of the first book and watched the second half of the last movie.
The end.
True story.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, let's talk about books.
Okay, so I don't have any book to talk about this week, so I'm going to talk about my second two favorite female and male characters.
From Percy Jackson, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Why is there music in the background?
Because you probably all obviously know about Percy and Annabeth.
We hear music in the background, trying to figure out.
But not a lot of you know, like, about some other characters, and my second two favorite characters are Leo Valdez, son of Hepasudas. Or
I thought you were gonna say hepatitis.
I have such a problem pronouncing his name. And then Rachel Elizabeth Dare, Oracle of Camp Half Blood. And Leo can summon fire from his hands. Team Leo. Woo!
I don't like the name Leo.
That name's a beautiful name.
Yeah, my friend's little cousin, little brother was named Leo.
I have a friend named Leo, and he lives in England. And, well, I haven't talked to him for a long time, so I don't know where he went. Anyways, go on.
Uh-huh. And
continue.
Leo, like, he's in the Prophecy of the Seven, and he's the one that's not dating anyone. He's, like, the seventh wheel. So he feels alone. And my heart's in Tartarus today, so I apologize.
Where's your head?
In Tartarus.
Where's that?
It's like maximum security jail for like all the bad gods and titans.
But Percy and Annabeth aren't bad people.
Don't give it away. You're giving away the ending.
No, I'm not. They could be in somewhere else. I wasn't talking about Percy and Annabeth. I was talking about...
It was an accident. They got dragged down.
Oh. Oops, I'm sorry. I gave away the ending. Don't kill me.
By Arachna.
Okay, you're giving away more of it.
What's happening?
Okay, we're talking about bagels. Bagels. Bagels are yummy.
Bagels. Yum.
New York bagels.
Giant. Yum.
Okay, Antonia, what book are you talking about?
Yeah, so I'm still reading the book that I talked about last week. So I went to my shelf today and I was like, I'm going to find a picture book, a poetry book, a comic book. And then I found a joke book. It just goes to show you how many other kinds of books there are. Well, this is a wonderful joke book, and I have had it forever. And it's all, like, ripped up and weird. And it's called Jokelopedia, the biggest, best, silliest, dumbest joke book ever. Second edition, even bigger and sillier. Biggester and silliester. Yes. And, one time, why it's all weird is because one time my mom dropped it in a bucket of soap and water, and then she threw it out, and then I dug it out of the trash because I still wanted it. So that one's very weird. And it says this: how do you turn a regular scientist into a mad scientist? And the answer is step on its toes. Ha 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 ha. That's so funny, isn't it?
Yeah, mad.
I get it. I'm going to read them a joke.
Here.
I want to read a joke next.
The problem is they have hilarious jokes, but you've got to find them, and I'm not going to sit here for 3 hours looking to find the best joke. And so maybe at the end I'll tell you the funniest one I can find throughout the whole show. So that's why you have to keep listening.
Yes. I'll go next with a joke after Moshi.
Yay.
Hi, Mom.
Pick one speedily.
Hi, Quinn, and hi, Maddie. We miss you so much.
And hi, Jack. Jack, even though I don't know Jake. You.
Is it Jack or Jake?
I think it's Jack.
Jack. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
What's up?
You don't know me, but I know you.
I never even saw you in my life. Yay.
Okay, okay. Where is... What's the Man of Steel's household chore? Supper, man. I don't get that either. Okay, let's do this one. Where do spies do their shopping? At the Snooper Market.
I feel like Bob and Sherry. Don't compare us. I like Bob and Sherry.
We're talking about 98.5 The Cat. But 90.7 WGXC.
Acra Kesslin Hudson.
I don't think that's her name. It's called WGXC 90.7 FM.
Acra Kesslin Hudson.
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go. It's just
A little girl became ill and was taken to the hospital. It was her first time away from home, and she began to cry. The nurse concerned and asked the little girl if she was homesick. No, she said, I'm here sick.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I have another joke. The teacher said, "What can we do to keep the school clean?" And then the student said, "We could stop going to school." Ha ha ha.
What did the alien say to the cat?
Move over.
What? No. You're wrong. No, no, no.
Purr, give me some milk.
No. No, no. No, no. You know what it was?
What?
Take me to your litter.
This is Ingrid's weird laugh.
Oh, gosh.
What's big and white and lives on Mars?
The moon.
No. What? No.
I like how we both said that.
I like how you were both wrong. Oh, my gosh. It's a marshmallow. A Martian mellow.
Oh, I get it.
A Martian mellow.
Why are raspberries such bad drivers?
Call in if you want to know the answer. No, I'm joking.
Please don't call in. Jams.
Yep. I don't get this one. Maybe you can explain it to me. So it's like a thing where Bart and Howard are talking. So Bart says, I feel like spaghetti. And Howard says, funny, you don't look like spaghetti. I don't get it.
He doesn't look like spaghetti.
Oh, because you know how spaghetti. People say, oh, you look blue, but you don't look blue. Like, I feel blue, but you don't
look
blue.
Yeah, but I don't
blue.
Get spaghetti.
I don't either.
That's why I feel it's like funny spaghetti.
I don't get
Hi, it's Adam Sandler. I like Adam Sandler.
Anyways.
I'm gonna find another one. Yeah.
Maybe spaghetti is stringy and loose and he's not stringy and loose. I don't know.
Maybe he's maybe he's long and tight. I don't know.
Okay, I got
one. I don't know an anonym for stringy.
Ready? So a teacher, you know, is standing in front of the room. And she says, if there's anyone in this room who thinks that they are stupid, please stand up. And nobody stands up, and they take a little while. And then a little boy stands up, and the teacher says, you think you're stupid? And the little boy says, no, I just hate to see you standing there all alone. Wasn't that hilarious? I just remembered that.
You said it's an accent.
I know.
Oh, because the teacher was still standing up and she thought, yes, stupid. Okay, let's talk about my...
Now, right?
Yeah, what's yours, Moshi?
Okay, I quote my book. It is going to be, the Hudson Junior High 8th grade life thing.
The absolutely generation. True story of a Hudson High School girl.
Hudson Junior High 8th grade generation / life thing by Moshi. Okay, so...
Moshi. No if, last name, just Moshi.
Yeah.
Don't hunt her down.
If my...
She will give you hugs.
If my school was turned into a book. So the first chapter would be about how I wouldn't want to scare the people away since it's Hudson. And, and like, it would just be like... Yeah, Inga's doing weird Batman faces. And it would basically be about how I wouldn't want to scare the people away. And I would give them, like, you know, warnings and heads up. Like, if you don't want to read the book, just put it away right now. Just put it away and go read something else. because it's going to be a lot of weird, crazy, weird, scary stuff. Awesome. And then the second chapter would basically be about, I would start off kind of easy and be like, yeah, well, some of the kids at our school are kind of...
Ingrid-y.
No, I can't say Ingrid-y because I would start off, yeah, I would just say some of them are weird. Some of them are so weird that they just start, like me, they just start dancing randomly in the middle of the hallway, and then some just sit in the middle of the hallway. I used to do that last year. They just sit there, like, they're running, and then they suddenly stop and just basically drop dead on the floor.
Not really dead.
Not really dead, but they just drop dead.
That would be a different kind of story.
Yeah.
We have enchanted hallways. If you walk through them, you will drop dead.
And then other kids coming to school... like, basically drunk, and they smell disgusting.
And then they try to jump out windows. Hee hee.
Who's trying to jump out a window?
Martin.
Oh, yeah, they do try to jump out windows. But that's only at lunch. And then some people come in school high or drunk, and they're just staring at the teacher like, what? Like, the teacher's yelling at them because they're not doing the work. And they're like, dude, you're funny. You should be on Comedy Central.
And I love Comedy Central.
Yeah, it's really weird. And then they get kicked out. And then, like, my book would be kind of, I don't know, short or what, but it would be kind of jumbled up. But, and then it would talk about the relationships in school. Hang on, I am not talking about me. And how, and how some of the couples, like last year, they're basically holding up traffic in the middle of the hallway and just... yeah. Shoving each other's tongues down each other's throats.
It's quite disgusting.
Yeah, it was, especially when you could see it all. And anyways, and the teachers, don't even get me started on the teachers. Some teachers can be very
and
weird.
And that's why you should go to Hudson High School.
Some of the teachers can be really weird, but other teachers are just
mean,
and some are really boring.
Some just, oh my god. Like, some just make no sense to me. Like,
I don't even understand what they're trying.
You obviously hate teaching, so why are you doing it?
Yeah, some are just like, oh my god. They always complain about their day. They're like, oh my god, I can't believe you kids are like this. Blah, blah, blah. I, like, if you don't want to work with us, just leave already, please. And then some other teachers, like Mr. Okay, I don't want to mention names. Okay, like, one of our teachers, he's just kind of, he could be fun sometimes. But he's also...
kind of... I don't know.
He's just weird. Let's say that. Let's say he's weird. And he's obsessed with a famous singer.
A famous singer. Mona Mona! Mona Mona! That's not one of the songs either. Don't look up Mona Mona on the internet.
Yeah, but...
So what... in your book that you'd be writing about... your experience at the school, would you be the main character? Would there be a fictional main character? What would
there
your
would
main character
be
like?
Three best friends.
I think the main character, I think it would, I wouldn't be the main character because I would, I don't know.
You can narrate it in me.
I would narrate it, but the main character I think would be like some, like a really, really quiet person. That's
Samaya.
Like, yes, definitely her. Like, she's one of my... she's I've
she's
known
awesome.
Her, I've known her since we were six, because that's when she first came to America. But, yeah, I think I would, like, go for somebody that's really quiet and that doesn't really talk to besides, like, really close friends or teachers. So they could just, like... because they observe the scene, but they don't... they feel like they don't really have a say in it because they're so quiet. And I feel like the quiet ones are the ones that, like, a lot of stuff roam through their heads and they're just thinking, like... I can't be as open as them because then they'll thank me for something else. Mm-hmm. So I think I would take it from a quiet person's point of view and I would narrate it. I think that'd be pretty cool. So would you like to talk about one of your books, Emily?
I could try.
Okay.
Not sure which one to talk about. So I went away for the weekend and I like to try to bring books with me when I travel. Mm-hmm. And I was asking...
which ones did you bring?
I brought Warm Bodies by mm-hmm. Isaac Marion. I had that as a paper copy, like a book, physical book.
That sounds like a pretty cool, interesting name.
Warm Bodies?
Yeah, Warm Bodies.
Mm-hmm. I could talk about that one. I also brought Endangered by Elliot Schreffer,
oh.
which I had as an ebook. And it's about bonobos and bonobos.
I've never heard
stuff
that
going
word.
On in the Congo.
Oh,
Congo as in
the Democratic Republic of Congo in Africa.
Congo.
And what else did I bring? I brought a comic book.
Nice.
That was an issue of Buffy the Vampire Slayer season 9.
I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
But they're having this story arc that's called Billy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah. I don't really like that. I think I like Buffy better because mm-hmm. Buffy
I
was
like
original.
Walking Dead.
And Billy's like, oh, yeah, I want to try to be you.
And I brought The 12 by Justin Cronin on audiobook.
That's cool. You should talk about Warm Bodies.
Okay. I'll talk about Warm Bodies. It's by Isaac Marion. And I believe it is actually adult fiction, but it's got some crossover potential. Mm-hmm. And it's coming out as a movie, I believe, in February.
What would this rating for the movie be?
Hmm?
What would the rating for the movie be?
PG-13. I would guess it's going to be PG-13.
Oh, yes. Ingrid, we shall go and see it.
Yes. It's a it's
Antonia too.
It's a zombie story. The main character, his name is R. He doesn't know what his name was before he was a zombie, but
so
he remembers
like
that it begins
R?
With the R.
Oh, like the letter R.
Yeah.
Okay. Robert. So
he can't really remember
Ray.
Stuff from when he
Raymond.
Was human, but he does remember that his name at least began with the letter R.
So he's a zombie.
He's a zombie. Zombies have kind of taken over. There's still some humans left, but...
So does he eat people?
He does. And the zombies are all living in an airport. Oh. And they go out to eat one day, and... As they're, like, attacking these humans, mm-hmm. He catches sight of this woman. And while he is, like, eating her boyfriend. And it's unclear exactly. It's never totally explained whether or not he just likes her because there's, like, an instant connection. Or if it's because he had started eating the guy's brains. And when the zombies eat brains, they get to sort of... experience their memories.
Oh, yeah.
And so he was, as he, like, eats the brains, he's sort of experiencing this guy falling in love with her.
Zombie.
But she doesn't know that he killed this guy. But he sort of gets her and protects her and brings her back to the airport with him by having her pretend to be a zombie and is trying to keep her safe.
So how does he communicate with her then?
He can talk, but it's in very, like, sort of
slurred,
short.
Sluggish, yeah.
Yeah, very few syllables at a time. So he can talk, but not.
How did he get infected?
He doesn't remember.
Oh.
And so he ends up bringing her back to the airport and kind of hiding her out there for a bit.
I thought zombies couldn't really think or function their brain. I
thought they were just brainless.
Or unless, that's only if they didn't get their brain.
It depends on which zombie story you're reading. So depending on who's writing it, sometimes... And usually zombie stories, they're often not from the perspective of a zombie. So you never really know exactly.
That's true.
Like it's even
usually,
with The Walking Dead, which I know you guys are reading.
Yeah, it's usually a survivor.
Yeah.
Like
it seems
Rick.
Like there's often something where people kind of wonder, is there any part of that person still in there? Or are they totally gone?
Yeah.
I
feel like when me and Ingrid were watching The Walking Dead, like... They were at this guy's house that was like that they found or that Rick found, and his wife all kept coming back to the house. So I feel like she was still zombified, but she still had like a part of her that remembered. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
that was sad.
It was kind of sad.
And he tried.
She's really pretty too.
One thing, what happens with the character in the book that I was reading? Is in his spending time with Julie, he starts to sort of become more and more human. Mm-hmm. Like he's able to talk better and he sort of starts to want to sort of live more. And so
does his body.
That's like part of the story too, is about what like his relationship with her does.
I'm gonna read this. Mm-hmm.
There's more, but I don't want to spoil anything.
So,
but it looks like the movie looks like it should be. Should be fun. I think it's going to have more action.
Is it animation or no?
No, it's live. Awesome. It's live action. It looks like it's going to be interesting. I think there's some different characters that are missing.
Is there a trailer out yet?
Yeah, there's a trailer out.
Okay.
When's it coming out?
February.
I think it's in February. And I've actually had this book a long time, and I saw the trailer and was like, I need to read the book before the movie comes out. I think it's like right around Valentine's Day.
That's a nice movie.
It's like it is a little bit of a romance.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. Let's have some zombies eat your face.
It's not as like
sugary
sweet.
Yeah.
As some it's kind of love stories are.
Well, this world is coming to a strange, weird place anyway, so I guess it makes sense. But are we out of time?
Knock knock.
We have a couple more minutes. Anyways, Antonia wants another joke.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Polo.
Polo who?
Pull over, you're under arrest. Wait, I got it. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Deluxe.
Deluxe who?
Deluxe Smith. I'm here to fix Deluxe.
What's up with the accents?
You have these good accents, like cheesy Russian accent.
Knock knock.
Oh god, I did who's that there? Totally wrong.
Comma.
Comma who?
Come a little closer and I'll kiss you.
That's cute.
Not you.
Not you. Harry, come over here.
Come here, Harry.
Harry's Sykes.
You know who we're talking about, Harry.
Not Harry Styles.
Harry Sykes.
I know Harry Styles, too. Harry Styles, too. You can come here if you want.
No, Niall show.
Knock, knock.
All who's of you there? One direction.
Xena.
Xena who?
Xena good movie lately?
Xena good movie lately?
Actually...
I saw Wreck-It Ralph. It was but I wanted to see Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Logan Lerman.
But I saw Percy Jackson. I saw The Human Centipede, and I do not want to talk about it.
Darn. I've heard about that.
Me too.
I don't want to hear about it, so don't talk about it.
Three bodies, one digestive system.
Shut up.
Anyways, go on.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Wire.
Why are who?
Why are you asking me that? I just told you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Raven.
Raven who?
Raven lunatic who wants to knock down your door.
Oh, can I read one? I want to read another one.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Thor.
Thor who?
Thory. Wrong door.
What were you going to say, Emily?
How long do you think it would take you to read this book from cover to cover? Because that's a big book.
Yeah. I don't think it would take a long time since they're jokes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's Anita.
Anita who?
I need another minute to think it over.
I don't know. I think it might take me like, well, if I were to just like sit down and be like, read. The first part would probably go pretty fast, but then I'd be like,
I got
reading
one. Knock, knock.
Too long and it would be slow. What? Who's there?
See, you've forgotten me already.
No. But it's not like that. It's not. You got it wrong. You got the joke.
No, I did not get it wrong, Antonia.
You didn't read the whole part of it.
I did so. Okay, we have to go now.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll see you every Monday and, next Monday and every Monday after that from 3:30 to 4 on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, Hands On Radio.
Tune in and keep listening.
Goodbye.
Ciao.